I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Beirut's port caught fire again earlier this month. The workers scattered in fear while people braced for another explosion. The fire was soon put out, but trauma continues for Beirut's people, especially its children. The Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development is helping this demographic. It provides kids with activities to express themselves as well as access to counselors. Please pray God would bring healing and restoration to Beirut. And if you live in North America and floodwaters destroyed your Bible, chances are replacing it wouldn't be an issue. Getting God's Word isn't so easy in rural China. Massive flooding damaged churches throughout the country last month. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their church partners are struggling to recover. Please pray for believers as they serve their communities in Christ's name, and consider helping Bibles for China as they send God's Word to churches in need. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.